Okay, today Beis Hashem, we're continuing in Masechet Shabbos, and we're finishing Beis Hashem the 17th paragraph of Masechet Shabbos and beginning the 18th paragraph of Masechet Shabbos. So we are holding up Parak Yud Zayin Mishnah Ches. Says the Mishnah, Kol Kisuye HaKelim Sheish Lam Beis Achiza Nitalim B'Shabbos. So the background over here is that if you have a hole in the ground that has something covering the hole in the ground, like a manhole cover, and you place the manhole cover there, it's a violation of Bona. Removing the manhole cover is a violation of Soser. However, if the manhole cover has a handle on it, so then it's not going to be a violation of bono soser to replace it and remove it, because then it's just clearly a kli that's easily moved back and forth. So the Mishnah says, yeah, that's when you have a manhole cover on the ground. But what about a kli that's attached to the ground? What about, I don't know, your stove, something like that, some kli that's attached to the ground? So any cover of a kli that's attached to the ground is nitalim b'shar. Shabbos, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos if it has a handle, only if it has a base achiza, because then it's clearly meant to be taken off and on, and it doesn't look like a violation of bona and soser. If it does not have a handle, then you're not allowed to use it, because then you're adding something to the ground. You're building something onto the existing structure that's attached to the ground. But Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Medvar Mamurim, when do we make this chilik between something that has a handle and something that does not? That's only b'kisa karka. That's only something that covers a hole in the ground, that if it doesn't have a handle, it really looks like bone. Aval b'kisa kelim ben kach ben kach nitalim b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, when it comes to kisa kelim, when it comes to a covering of a kli, either way, it's going to be totally mutter on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, you know, a kli that's attached to the ground is not considered like a hole in the ground. It's considered just like a regular kli. So covering it and uncovering it is never going to be a problem, even if it does not have a handle. So that's a fundamental machlokas tanoim when it comes to a kisui of kelim. Now we move on to the 18th parak of Masechet Shabbos, and Mishnah Aleph teaches as follows. Says the Mishnah, Mefanin afilu me'arba, afilu arba v'chamish kupo shel teven v'shel tevua. You're allowed to move away four or five boxes of straw or grain, even though it's going to be a tirchi to do so, because you need to move these boxes out of the way to make room for your guests, or to make room for Talmidim who want to come and learn. So those things are very great mitzvos, hachnasas archim and Talmud Torah. So you're allowed to do a tirchi aseira for such purposes on Shabbos. Avalosa otzar, but you're not allowed to empty out a storage facility and expose the floor of the storage facility, because the floor inevitably is going to have bumps and holes in the ground, and then you're going to end up trying to smooth it out and sweep it through, and that's going to be a violation of the melacha of bona. So even though for the sake of a mitzvah we allow tirchi yaseira, that does not necessarily a mitzvah does not necessarily allow a violation of muktza. So we're going to talk about a lot of things that you're not allowed to move because they're muktza. But first the Mishnah is going to talk about things that are not muktza and therefore you are allowed to move for the sake of a mitzvah. So basically, the rule we have in our Mishnah is that Tirchi Yaseira is mutter b'mako mitzvah as long as the things that you're moving are non-muktza items. But if the things that you're moving are muktza items, then it's going to be a problem. So mifan in Truma Tahora, you can clear away any Truma Tahora with excessive Tircha in order to make room for the base medrash or for the Orchim. Udamai, and Demai also, because Demai is not muktza, since the halach is machilin es ha'aniyim demai. If you have demai since on a daraisa level, demai is perfectly kosher. So we allow aniyim to eat demai. Or my sarishon that the trumas meiser was taken from it, which is also ra'ui for anyone to use. Or my sarsheni and hegdish things that were redeemed, and therefore anybody is allowed to use them. So it's not muktza. Vaturmas hayavish meneshu machalani. Or if you have dried tormos, which is something that is a food that poor people would eat. They're very bitter, so regular people wouldn't eat them. But if you're starving and you need nutrition, you would eat them. And therefore, it's not considered muktza, because poor people would eat them. So all these things, because they're not muktza, if clearing them away involves excessive tircha, you're allowed to do so for the sake of a mitzvah. However, there are certain things that even for the sake of a mitzvah, you're not allowed to clear away on Shabbos, because they are muktza. Avalolas hatevel, tevel, stuff of produce that never had shumus maaser taken from it at all. That certainly is going to be a problem. Velo maaser rishon shalom nitu trumaso, or maaser rishon that the trumas maaser wasn't taken from, which is a form of tevel. Velos maaser sheni vehegdish lo niftu, or maaser sheni or hegdish that's outside maaser sheni that's outside Yerushalayim that you were not poda, so it's only allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. You can't be poda on Shabbos. Hegdish that was not nifta, because also there's no use for it, so therefore it's muktza. V'lo'as haluf. A luf is a type of raw bean which nobody would eat, no matter how poor you are. V'lo hachardel, mustard seeds, which also nobody would eat. So since nobody would eat it, mustard seeds can only be eaten when they're ground up, and you're not allowed to do tochen on Shabbos, so it makes it unusable on Shabbos. So all of these things are not allowed to be moved, even for the sake of a mitzvah, because they're simply muktza, and we are not matir the yisur muktza for the sake of the mitzvah. So says the Mishnah further. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel matir beluf meishu Michael Orvin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the only example I disagree with is the luf, the raw luf on Shabbos, because that's bird food and therefore it's not muktzah either. Meaning it's not eaten by most animals, but a raven will eat it, so it's not muktzah because there are people that have ravens as pets. The bartender points out certain wealthy people would keep ravens as pets, and therefore it's not considered, the food that the ravens would eat is not considered muktzah. So to quickly review what we learned today, so first in the last Mishnah of the 17th parak of Maseches Shabbos, we learned that the covers of kelim that are attached to the ground that have a beis achiza can certainly be removed and replaced. If it does not have a beis achiza, then it's a machlokas tanoim whether it could be moved. Tanakama held it's like a covering on karka, and Rabbi Yossi said no, it's not. It could be nitol b'shabbos because it's a covering of a kli. And then Perek Yud Ches Mishnah Aleph, we learned that we are matir moving with excessive tircha non muksa items for the sake of a mitzvah, like making room for guests and making room for the Beis Medrash, but we are not matir moving muksa items for such purposes. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud Ches Mishnah Beis.